I'm Rick Henson with this check of the latest area news on KJAN for Tuesday, January 1st. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said one person was arrested early this morning on assault and other charges. 29-year-old Christopher Robert Fowler of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 2:25 a.m. following an incident in the 1400 block of 210th Street west of Red Oak. Officials say Fowler was charged with simple domestic assault and interference with official acts. He was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail, pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says an Adair County teen was cited for possession of alcohol under legal age and speeding following a traffic stop Monday night. 19-year-old Zachary Chumley of Greenfield was stopped for speeding on Highway 34 at around 10 p.m. An investigation determined Chumley was allegedly in possession of alcohol as well. The Atlantic Police Department reported Monday two arrests over the past couple of days. Monday morning, 19-year-old Jesse Balkin of Atlantic was taken into custody on an OWI charge. And on Saturday, 27-year-old Albert Johnson of Atlantic was arrested for driving while his license was suspended. Both men were booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. A Lenox woman was arrested early Sunday morning on an assault charge. The police department reported on Monday that officers were called to a domestic disturbance in the 200 block of West Michigan Street in Lenox at around 5:30 a.m. Sunday. Following an investigation into the incident, 26-year-old Dulce Pantoja of Lenox was arrested on a charge of domestic assault. Pantoja was transported to the Ringgold County Jail. MidAmerican Energy says it has completed three Iowa wind projects generating 407 megawatts of electricity, enough to power more than 100,000 homes. CEO Bill Furman said that wind power now makes up about a third of the electricity generated by the company, which provides power to over 732,000 customers in Iowa, Illinois, Nebraska, and South Dakota. In January of 2012, the company announced that it had acquired three wind projects in West Central, Central, and Southwest Iowa. That would include construction of 176 wind turbines. They included a 106 megawatt Vienna wind project located in Marshall and Tama counties, a 200 megawatt Eclipse wind project located in Guthrie and Audubon counties, and a 101 megawatt Morning Light wind project in Adair County. MidAmerican Energy also owns Iowa wind projects in Buena Vista, Carroll, Crawford, Floyd, Hamilton, Polk, Pottawatomie, Sac, and Wright counties, totaling 1,284 megawatts of wind generation. Over the past 2 years, Des Moines-based MidAmerican has added more than 430 wind turbines to its generation network. The company began building wind farms in 2004 and has invested about $3.9 billion in Iowa wind generation. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Monday approved a resolution pertaining to construction of livestock confinement facilities within the county. The move came during the board's meeting in Atlantic. Auditor Dale Sunderman said it's the same thing the board has approved last year and the previous years, in fact, with the exception of the dates.
Basically, that if you're going to basically oversee, at least run through the Board of Supervisors construction evaluations, then you have to accept manure management plans and keep those on file and then hold hearings and do a master matrix.
The board's recommendation to the Iowa DNR may be based on the final score on the master matrix or on reasons other than the final score. And the Cass County Board of Supervisors Monday approved a three-year collective bargaining agreement with the union representing the county's secondary roads department. County Engineer Charles Marker presented the agreement in front of the supervisors for their approval and signature.
On December 18th, the union representatives and members of the board who were representing the Board of Supervisors had their final meeting. We did reach a final bargaining agreement. The secondary road employee union ratified that on December 27th, so it's official. We had 7 to 10 days after their ratification to bring it before the board for the board's consideration.
Supervisor Chuck Reagan, who along with Supervisor Gaylord Schilling represented the county during the negotiations, said he thought the agreement was amicable.
I just thought everything was very well, and the union worked very well with the board, and very little changes in the union contract, other than just a little language cleanup or whatever.
The agreement calls for 3% increases per year in wages effective July the 1st of this year and running through June 30th of 2016. In its initial proposal to the county back in October, the union had requested a 7% increase for the first year of the contract, a 4% increase across the board on the second year, and a 3% increase for the third year effective July 2013. The final agreement also says all secondary roads employees who have county health insurance will contribute additional monthly dollars to the health plan, through direct payroll deductions. The agreement calls for a $0 increase the first year, $20 per month the second year, and $40 per month for the third year of the contract. And funds raised through the Cass County Salvation Army's bell ringing campaign this year came in a little less than last year, but not by much. Bell ringing campaign chair Dwayne McFadden provided the near final tally during the Board of Supervisors meeting Monday morning in Atlantic.
We raised $10,608.70. this year with our bell ring.
Excellent. Boy, that's good.
Last year, this time, donations amounted to $11,176, which was nearly double the amount they raised in 2010. New this year was an online credit card donation feature, which allowed contributions to be directed to specific units, such as the one in Cass County. It's unclear, though, how much those donations amounted to at this time. All the proceeds from the donations stay in Cass County for various Salvation Army-related programs, and officials of the local chapter of the Salvation Army's bell-ringing campaign thank everyone who contributed whatever amount they could to the bell-ringing at the area locations here in Atlantic and around the county. That is a check of the latest area news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.